Here we go. And we're going to have an amazing time because, you know, in the days that we're living in, we're actually living in extremely treacherous times in many ways. It's a time when there's darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord is doing something so amazing. He is penetrating that darkness with His truth and His light. And so right now I want to introduce you to our guest through the video testimony that she has first, and then you'll get to meet her in person. But I want you to get familiar with the testimony of Annie Laubert, who is the founder of Hookers for Jesus. She's out of Las Vegas, and you'll get to have a chat with her later. And for those of you that are on the chat rolls and on Facebook, make sure that you write your comments and have some interaction, because I think there's going to be a lot of it, including your prayer requests. Feel free to just type in those prayer requests, because we believe that there's going to be deliverance tonight. We believe that we're going to snatch right out of the devil's grip individuals and people that he's had assignments over, and it's going to be an awesome night. So let's play the testimony of Annie Laubert now for you.
Thank you. walking into a dark doorway that I knew something wasn't right. But the lure of the possibility of having nice things and finally having money that I never had growing up, finally being someone important, overrode all those feelings of any caution, and it blew it to the wind. And I went to Hawaii that very week, took a vacation from my jobs. And the first night that I was on Waikiki Beach, I actually sold myself with my girlfriend to some Japanese clients, and I became a prostitute. It's kind of like I had this ring that I put on and I couldn't take it off. No longer could $3.47 an hour cut it. Once I found out that I could make hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, selling myself $500 an hour with no attachment, no relationship, $1,000 an hour. Now it was $2,000 an hour. It gave me this immense power. And if you wanted me for the night, that was $10,000. A few months later, I started dancing. And one day I was on the stage, and this man walks in, puts this couple hundred dollar fan of money at my feet. And I danced just for him. And I let him know that I was actually prostituting my body. I was actually selling myself to make extra ends meet. He looked at me and said, "You are so intelligent. I really like you. In fact, I think I'm falling in love with you." He gave me everything that I needed to hear from my dad. And I decided that I wanted to move to Las Vegas. I got off the plane, and that night I went on a couple calls. I brought home a nice wad of money. My boyfriend was there, and he told me to break myself. "What did you say to me?" He said, "Break yourself." And that means give me all your money, dump your purse out on my lap. And I wasn't having it. And he proceeded to take me out by my hair. He choked me. He threw me on the porch on my knees, and he started kicking me. "This is pimping, B. I'm just choking on my own blood. You're going to work for me." Punching me in my face. "Time it is, but what time it is now is you're going to pay me." My nose broke. My ribs broke. It was like I was looking at the devil. The prince turned dark. "And if you try to leave, I'll kill you." That night, it's like I died inside. And the next 5 years of my life, I was with a pimp. And every time he hit me and choked me and raped me or put guns to my head, made me do things I never wanted to do, I just did it because I loved him, and because out of fear, because I knew if I didn't, that I would not live to see another day. And even though I got away from him, everything you give, you leave. The money, the cars, the houses, all behind. Because when you leave a pimp, you leave with nothing. I started stacking my money again, but the money wasn't the same. I came down with cancer. And a couple years later, lost all my hair, had chemotherapy, had Hodgkin's lymphoma. I started taking painkillers for my bone pain in my marrow, and I got addicted to painkillers, and that led into cocaine. I was going on calls bald with wigs because I had lost all my hair from chemotherapy. And I had clients calling me a cancer bitch, I'll just say it. I'm staying in these seedy motels, and I remember laying there in my bed looking in the mirror at myself, thinking that God was angry with me. I would get in the shower and I would scrub my body, and I would think, I'll never ever be clean. I started freebasing cocaine, and one night I just decided that I was just going to get higher than I could, than I've ever been before, because I just wanted to erase all the pain of the cancer, the pain of my uncle, my sister, and my grandpa dying within 3 months of each other, the pain of losing all those years with my family up in the Midwest, the pain of losing all my friends, losing my cars, losing everything I had ever made. I took the hit of that Coke, and I fell back. I went completely blind. It's like the whole room, the light that was on in that room turned dark, and I remember laying there. And I felt like this demonic presence just come over me, that I was completely alone. And I got really, really scared. And I just instinctively knew, I knew that I was at death's door. I was in this dark, dark cave. And I knew it was over. And I saw my family. I saw my funeral, and I was in the coffin, and everybody was crying, and they were wiping their faces, and they were saying, she was just a prostitute. That's when I said, Jesus, please save me. I don't know if you're real, but I don't want to die. The ambulance came, and the doctor came up to me, and he grabbed my hand, and he said, you are lucky to be alive. You have so much drugs in your system, little lady. You should be dead. God must be with you. And I knew that Jesus heard my prayer. And I laid there. And I had this peace come over me that was nothing like I'd ever felt in my entire life. And I knew God gave me a second chance. I got better and I started reading my Bible. I recovered and was afraid to go to church. Come on, an ex-prostitute. Do I think if I walk in church, people are going to look at me and really love me? But I walked in that church and people embraced me. And God just really started doing that inner healing. And the Holy Spirit was just like speaking to me, telling me that I was beautiful and that I was chosen and that I was set apart and that I was sanctified and I was a holy vessel for Him. I started to stand on Jesus's words that I'm whole, that I'm healed, that I'm pure, that I'm a virgin in Him. And that gives me peace. I remember I was vacuuming my house one day, and the Lord said to me, He said, Annie, I want you to go back down to that strip, and I want you to tell the girls that are in slavery that I love them. And so that's what I'm called to do, to simply tell them, God loves you. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter how deep, how dirty you feel, that there's redemption. You are white as snow when you accept Him into your heart. Little girl lost, thought no one loved her, thought no one wanted her. Ran away from her castle. But God met her on that dark road. He said, you can come home now. I'm right here, and I never left you. Redemption, redeemed, set free. That's my life. His love.
I think there might be some of you that have just watched that video testimony and have been deeply touched. You might not have the same story as Annie, but you have your story. your story where you needed to be touched by the Lord. You needed to be set free and rescued. And his love is so great. And if you're watching right now and you're saying, I wish I could have a life like that. I wish I could have a life that's free. Then you've come to the right place because Jesus is here right now to touch your life and to give you a brand new beginning. Just call on his name. Well, it's our pleasure, Annie, to have you with us tonight. And thank you so much for being here and sharing your life with us. And it was a powerful testimony, wasn't it? Let's just, you know, praise the Lord for even like the courage to share all the details and that, because a lot of times people would be too, you know, fearful of what people would think if they told the whole story. But because you've been so enveloped by the love of God, so filled with him, it's dissolved all fear. And you're one of the most boldest, courageous women I know. And I know that you're out now rescuing others. So it's just awesome. So thank you so much. So we've got a number of viewers, not only in this room here, but watching from all over the world. And I know that God's going to use you to really touch their heart. And one of the areas that we'd like to touch on tonight is the whole thing about the need for Father's love. Because in a way, that was what it was for you. You were on a search to be loved, which you were looking for from your own father in your home, but you never had it. So then that turned into unforgiveness. So do you want to share a little bit from your heart about those dynamics and maybe minister to the people in that way?
Well, I just think it's really crucial, Patricia, that when girls are growing up, that there is a father figure that's healthy, that loves them. And with me personally, I went to church and they would preach in the pulpit the Father's love. And then the Ten Commandments were shared. And when I got home, I never saw what was preached. So I always thought, okay, who is this God? Because they say he's kind, but you're my father's not. So I had this really twisted view of God and Christ and religion. I wasn't really sure, mm-hmm. and I was afraid to even ask. And right. So, you know, my dad, unfortunately, was abused. And I didn't know all those dynamics. Mm-hmm. But every time we get abused, usually the abuser is right. someone that's so being true. Tormented. So, I honestly think it's so important that, you know, men out there that have daughters, husbands, fathers, that they put time into their daughters, that they mm-hmm. date them and show them, and not in a romantic way, of course, but they show right. them what it's like to be with a father that's kind, that's loving, that's protective, right. that is edifying, someone
and
that's going to guide
them.
Right.
Yeah.
And tell them they're beautiful, that there's right. an awesome destiny that awaits them. And this is what a man is to treat you like. He opens doors. He buys you flowers. Mm-hmm. You don't pay for anything usually, you know, and that's kind of a joke, but and also he's a protector mm-hmm. and he will die for you. And so if a man is not doing that, that is not a man of God.
Because it's almost like your expectation would be according to what you know.
Right.
I was watching my youngest son has two daughters, and one's 8 now and one is 6. But ever since they were little, he would always hold them and hold them up and say, you are so beautiful, even as just little toddlers, and, just be so kind to them. And so I know that they're going to grow up expecting that, you know. So if you've never had that kind of love shown to you, you might not expect it. You might expect to be abused or expect to be abandoned or expect to be rejected. And so it's so important.
Or try anything.
Yeah.
Just to feel loved.
And just want to, you know, the craving to be loved, because we're all created for love. And so you're just looking for it anywhere. But in the back of your mind, you've got this expectation that you're not going to get it. So you kind of set yourself up for failure. And that unforgiveness that you have towards your parents or towards a father who didn't give love can totally imprison you
right.
in that expectation. That's kind of what happened to you.
Yes, very much so. And just unforgiveness itself is just the reason why Jesus came.
Right.
And what's funny about people that say that they forgive or people that say they follow Christ, 80% they say or higher have unforgiveness in their heart.
Yeah.
And I think their lives could be so much different if they could just put the past behind them and actually receive the forgiveness. I think one of the reasons why I couldn't in the beginning is because I didn't forgive myself. I had so much guilt and shame and fear and self-hate that it was hard for me to forgive others because I could not forgive myself.
And that's what's so beautiful about Jesus, because when he comes into our life, then we really come to know how much we really are loved, because we can feel his love for us. You know, we have a lot of young people in our studio tonight. And one of the things I think young people really face today, and maybe you can witness with this, is that I know from the internet, there's so much invitation into this whole sex trade, this whole sex industry, which is growing by the day. So not only do girls get started in this lifestyle by going out to the clubs and the bars and you know, leading one thing to another, but there's actually recruiting going on in schoolyards and then on the internet.
Right.
It's so easy to access any site that would give invitation for connection.
Send me a picture and I'll give you money.
Exactly.
And you know, they don't have to leave the room anymore. They have a romantic relationship going on. They think it's a boyfriend and, you know, I'm going to film you. You know, finally they meet up at Starbucks, you know, and she starts seeing this older gentleman. Maybe should I call him a gentleman, Patricia, or not? And pray for him too. And then all of a sudden,
because they're hurting too, right?
Right. I mean, he's obviously addicted to porn and addicted to young girls. And so, you know, he's in his 30s. She's 16 or 14 or 19, whatever age it is. It's too young. And she's disappearing. And now she completely disappears after the third week, let's just say, scenario-wise. And the mother wonders and the dad says, where did she go? But then they go back to her computer and they find out there's this man that was talking to her on Facebook. There's this man that was talking to her on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Viber, whatever social media platform's out there.
Yeah.
And that other one that's kind of hidden where you erase everything.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it.
Yeah, me too.
But it's Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And so that is really crucial that I think the young ladies understand how real it is. And
it's like you told me earlier that you actually literally sold your soul to the devil through the actions that you took without knowing it, though. Because in the beginning, you just wanted to be happy. You were just looking to be happy. And sometimes we think money will make us happy. You know, I mean, you were making $500 an hour, $1,000, $2,000 an hour. I mean, that's almost, you know, inconceivable for most people, you know, but there you were doing it. So you're thinking in your mind, I'm so happy. I can go on any trip. I can buy jewelry, a new car, whatever I need. I can have you
go
feel powerful
because
you didn't have to become emotionally involved with the guy. So it looked like everything was going fine. But tell us what's really going on behind the scenes, because for a while, the devil will make you think that it's good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I honestly had these fantasies about the money, like what I was planning to do with it. Like I had these elaborated plans in my mind that I was going to buy, you know, houses. I was going to become a real estate agent, go to college. And so those fantasies and those lies of the enemy just kept me going, the golden carrot, so to speak, to turn another trick. Turning a trick is basically this. You sell your body for money for one person, and then you turn, like, say 10 tricks a night or 20. And the thing is that if you have the boyfriend, like I had, that turned into my pimp, every single dollar you make, you don't keep it. And he'll give you nice clothes, you know, and he'll buy you a nice ring just to keep you around, or he'll give you the keys to a car and say, this is yours, baby.
And that
I love
can be
you.
Confusing, right?
Because it is.
Then you can think, oh, he's taking such good care
of me. Yeah, and he's spending the money
for him.
Yes, and you're actually the biggest trick or the biggest client out there, because he's actually prostituting and you're becoming now the trick.
Right.
That's giving him everything he needs.
Right.
And so it becomes really twisted, and you accept these really demonic relationships between each other. You allow him to go out and recruit other women for the stable. It's called the family. And then you're all the while sleeping with all these different men. And it's so twisted because you're allowing each other to sleep around and get paid for it. And your mind on relationships. So what's crazy about the way I was thinking back then was, I believed I never cheated on him, although I was a prostitute, high-class call girl, and that he wasn't cheating on me. It was all business. If I slept with someone for money, it was business. There was no relationship. Don't say I cheated on you.
You can see so much deception in that. I mean, it's so twisted. And that's the nature of deception, is when you step into it, you don't actually realize what's happening because it starts to feel right. You know, you think that you're thinking right, but it's like every step further into it takes you into a darker place. That's why it's actually very dangerous to take your first step into darkness. When you cross over into that first temptation, it's like at that point, the enemy actually gets a hold on you. And that's why righteousness is so powerful.
It is.
It's so powerful. But today, the sex trade industry is so massive globally. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And there is so much going on because of the internet. And of course, we work in different nations with anti-trafficking, rescuing children. Is that oftentimes children are abducted and stolen from infancy even, and young girls, young boys, to be sold into this industry. That's how deceptive it is. And a lot of people that are buying the product are going from one age down to another, down to another, down to another, until they are so deranged and they don't even realize the depth of deception they are in.
Right.
So what is the answer to this? How do we change the world? Because we can, right?
Yes.
Do you believe we
can?
Yeah. We can change the world. How do we change the world? What is the answer? What can we do?
You know, it's called testimony in Jesus, really. Honestly, I think if every buyer and every seller of people as a commodity would understand what it actually does to the soul, you know, to the person that's being sold, we would lose all of our buyers. And if they could also see the transformation of the love of Jesus Christ that can manifest in someone that's been being sold for years like I was, that they too can have that freedom. Because clearly whoever's selling a girl or whoever's buying someone, they're in deception and they're hungry for something. Control, power, money, pleasure, whatever that is. They're searching, they're seeking, and they're digging all these pools that are fake pools, like pools in the desert, you know, mirages in the desert. And for me personally, my answer is Jesus Christ. That's not just my opinion, but I know that to be a fact of my life.
Right, because your conversion was so amazing, the way he took you in that lowest, darkest place and filled you with love and light.
I'm telling you.
And now you're radiating that light everywhere you go.
I just think everyone, I mean, I pray for the traffickers and all the Johns and the Tricks. John the Trick, the same thing, the clients. Because I know that if they just get one touch of God, they would never do it again. And, you know, sex trafficking is growing. I mean, I think last number that I checked was 98 billion.
Wow.
What could we do with that money if we put it to good use?
Yeah.
We could actually put a dent in the world hunger, couldn't we?
Yeah, for sure.
And wars and famine.
It's such a tragedy because it's like there's no actual glamour in it. Like the glamour that people think is in it is a deception.
Yeah.
It's not real. Now, recently we were at the Vegas porn convention. Not to be interested in porn. We hate porn. We hate what it does. But we were there to invade that darkness with light. So we had very careful training and screening of the people that we sent in. We went in not to condemn, not to judge. I mean, I don't know about you, but I find it so distasteful when you see people out on the street corners just condemning people and say you're going to hell and it's disgusting all the evil that you're doing and stuff like that, and trying to lead people to Jesus that way, because it's not the way his heart is.
Not at all.
But we went in to love the people to life. But I saw so many young girls. There was, I think, 25,000 registrants, I think, but then a whole bunch of vendors. And they all looked like they were putting on the smiles and stuff like that. But it was hard, wasn't it?
Yeah, the first day they always put on the smile because they haven't gone out and partied and been entertained or had to entertain a bunch of clients. Because those girls, they work so hard during the porn convention because they're promoting. They're selling. Some of those girls that are porn actresses, they are actually, you know, doing tricks on the side. And so the second and third day is the revealer. Like the last day is the big revealer of what it's really doing to them. You'll go by the same booth. You'll see the same girl. And she'll be, the first day she'll be just like, hi, and just nice and peaceful and beautiful, dressed to the nines. And then the second, third, and fourth day, she's a little more tired and just, not what she was when she first came in. And you could tell that something's happened in between those days and those hours.
It's so true.
Very taxing on them.
It's so true.
And so many of those girls, and even the men, they're just normal people. These aren't weirdos or rejects or diseased people. They're people with beautiful hearts and dreams and visions that we have.
And a lot of them are high-end executives that attend those things, and women.
Yeah.
Men and their wives will all attend, but... I agree with you. Like when we were going around, I went and did a lot of interviews with the girls, and they were, many of them, hardly have any clothes on. They're walking around just, of course, because they're in the porn industry and they're trying to show their wares and they're trying to get contracts and that with porn producers and things like that. And you could tell that they really don't, for the most part, understand what they're getting into. And so on the second day there, we would interview them, say, oh yes, I just love it. I says, now why do you love this industry? Well, there's a lot of money in it and it's freedom. And you could tell it was all a show.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't from the heart, but it's true.
We
like give them a couple
that.
Of days
right.
and seeing the same person and they look dejected, they look sad. And then they'll look up at you and then they'll put on the smile. But you can feel in their heart, oh, those poor babies, they just need a hug.
They do.
And so a lot of times that's what we did and just said, you are loved and you're even worth more. You're so valuable. You're worth more than what you're being represented as here. And they would tear up and they would get touched just by being loved.
Right. And that's what Jesus did, when he walked the earth. In his human form, it was just beautiful. The gospels are just so healing, and they've been healing for me and many girls that I've met, because Jesus was an advocate for the women,
right.
and he had a heart for them. And so, to walk in the porn convention is exactly where he would go
right.
and where he would meet them, and it would never be under condemnation. I mean, we all know about the woman at the well. If some of you don't, it's this wonderful lady that the Pharisees found that was in adultery, and they brought her into the front of the temple steps and they tried to condemn her and stone her. But Jesus showed up and said, you're without sin, cast the first stone. And, all of them had to drop their rocks.
Yeah.
And then he asked her, where are your accusers? Where are they? And she said, they're nowhere, Lord. And all he gently said to her was, go and sin no more. And I know that was a death sentence for her.
Uh-huh.
And so you can't walk in the porn convention with a death sentence, because that's not what Jesus came. Jesus came to bring us life.
Yeah.
So when you bring life, you bring love. You know, you let them know you're so loved. You know, you are so valuable and you are so worth fighting for.
Every
moment of my life being here.
Yeah.
You know, it's true what you said. The acting is the best that I ever had to do. Put on the face, smile. When you don't want to be there, when you don't want to be touched again, when you're tired, it's the end of the night or the end of the week, you've been up for 2 or 3 days and you're just working, 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 and you feel like the next person that touched you, you're going to go off on them and hurt them really bad. And that's the edge that happens after a while. And besides the fact that you can walk into rooms or go into places where the men are abusive as well, where they're raping you, they're forcing you, they're to do things you've never dreamed that you would ever have to do. And you just have to shut your mouth. I call it paid rape.
Mm-hmm.
Get the money because you have to bring it home to the pimp.
Wow. It's a horrible cycle. Can you see that? And that's
total
why
bondage.
We are being raised up in this hour. As believers, God wants us to bring our light into the darkness. In Isaiah 60 and Isaiah 61, it tells us to arise and shine because our light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon us. But it also says the Spirit of the Lord is upon us to bring good news to the afflicted. It says that we can bring prisoners out of their prisons. We can bring people out of their darkness. And we are anointed to do that.
Yes.
And God is raising up an army. And you are out on the streets with your teams. And you are going out. You're not staying at home sitting around enjoying your free life at home. You're taking your freedom. You're taking the love of God that he has shown you And you are going out on the streets and sharing that love with others. And there are times when that love connect takes place and you're able to rescue and see a person free. So tell us a bit about that. What does that look like?
Well, you know, basically when I first started doing it in 2005, I honestly, Patricia, just I felt the Lord call me to do that. And I was by myself, which is really not the smartest thing to do because of all the traffickers out there. But all I did was hand them a business card that says, call me if you need help. It was that simple. And I started bringing the girls to church. I started meeting girls on the strip. Just they call me and say, you know, I need, you know, grocery money, or I need to get away from my pimp. I need diapers for my baby. I have no ride. And I just started serving. You know, what does love look like? It serves.
Yeah, exactly.
So they started coming to church. And then the next step came where I started organizing teams and training. And then we'd have our security team with us. And we'd split up and go in different parts of the strip. And, you know, God just started showing up. I mean, women just walking up to them. You just know when right. someone's working because you used to work. So, but when you train it, people, we let them test and see if they walk up to a girl. Sometimes they don't always get it right. But when you do and that God connection happens, you just walk up to someone and they're working and you say, hey, how are you tonight? You're so beautiful. And they're like, me? I'm like, yes, you. I have a gift for you. Well, you know, why are you doing this? They're shocked. They don't know why you're giving them something for free. See, God's love isn't, we're not going to pay for it up
right.
front. Like, that is something that is freely given.
Right.
And so, you know, they get the gift bag, and many of the ladies, you just pray for them right on the spot, and you give them a word of knowledge.
So you prepare
healings.
Gift bags?
Yeah.
That's cool. What's in the gift bags?
So every time they're different, but if it's a holiday, I like to give, like, on Valentine's Day, chocolates and, like, a rose. If it's Christmas, I like to give like little Christmas totes of like Bath and Body Works lotions.
Beautiful.
And you know, lip gloss. And I'm a girly girl, so I think like a girly girl. So makeup is one of my favorite things to give, you know, lip gloss and perfume. Yes, bring me the perfume, you know. And then sometimes just normal things like hand sanitizer. And we don't give condoms away because
right.
we don't want to encourage.
You don't want to promote that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, go ahead and have 10 more tricks to turn around. No,
right.
I'd rather give them something that edifies them. And sometimes it's like the comfort day, like bath items for their yeah. salt for their bath and a candle, something to relax. And of course, never forget it. We always put a Bible in there, a little Bible, and always a card. And we give a prophetic word,
beautiful.
Word of encouragement inside. And whoever it is, and we say, dear so-and-so,
wow.
God has a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, not for evil, but for good, for future
beautiful.
And hope. And you are the hope.
Come on.
And so that's just, it's just
it.
Beautiful, you know. And we
and then
started,
after they get back, they, you know, I mean, it's there. So, I mean, how many times do they get something given to them with such a sincere love? For those of you that are watching, by the way, or those in the studio here that don't know what a prophetic word is that it is a word from the heart of God. And every believer who has Jesus in their heart can actually receive prophetic words from God for people. It's so beautiful. It's just a matter of asking God, give me a word for the person who's going to have this gift. He knows who's going to get that gift. He's the all-knowing God.
Yes.
And so he can give you a word. It might be something like, God just wants you to know that you are special to him, that he has a future for you. Whatever he's telling you, you can write out in a little note and then go give it to someone. We do this a lot, even in restaurants. If we see someone sitting there and we have a word from God, we'll write it out sometimes on a napkin or something and go and give it to them.
That's so sweet.
But they love it. And
yeah.
I can't even imagine what it would be like for someone who's working in the industry. It's dangerous. Like, you never know. You never know what kind of trick you're going to turn or who's going to do what to you. But at the end of the day, you look at, well, just a minute, those beautiful people who are so pure and so kind, they gave me this gift. What's in it? And then you get a word from God who in your own mind you think might be condemning you. And yet they have this word saying, God says, I love you. God says, I have value. God says, I am I'm worthy of a good future. You know, it's like I can't even imagine what that would be like. It would be so beautiful.
Yeah, I think honestly, if I would have had someone do this to me, I think I would have left the industry a lot sooner.
Yeah,
I know I would have. And when you were saying prophetic word, I remembered my mother, even as a girl that did not know her identity in Christ. I remember her saying to me as a little girl, "I don't know, Annie. You're going to be someone amazing. You're going to do something great. I don't know what it is, but you have it all over you." And I was thinking, what is she talking about? Not realizing my mom was prophesying over
me. There you go.
She didn't even know what that meant. She was raised in Catholicism. She was Catholic. Yeah. But it just,
but God
I just remember
on her
that
and
memory.
Put words in her mouth.
Yeah, it encouraged me because I never forgot that she spoke that over me. So I think even just one word, one prophetic word, one encouragement can
Beautiful.
Hold someone together, you know, into the moment of the breaking, just that hope that they're hanging on to, that anchor, to get to that next place that they need to go until they hear another word.
Wow.
So I just want to encourage anyone out there that's listening right now, you know, God is in love with you, like radically in love with you. And he mm-hmm. has such an amazing future and a plan. And your decision today, the now decision, it can change the rest of your life forever and your destiny for something greater than you could ever imagine. Like, God is too big to be contained, you know, and bringing those girls to church, it wasn't enough for me. It's like, I was like, God, I want more. Where are we going to put these girls? I was putting them on my couch. I had nowhere to put them. How do you reach out to this population of women that are hurting, broken, you know, just mentally tortured and PTSD and mental issues, everything, because they've been so abused? Where do you put them? You know, let's bring them to the shelter. That's great. There's awesome shelters out there. Mm-hmm. But how about a place where they can rest, where it's safe, where there's other women like them that have been overcomers, that are a light at the end of that tunnel. They can say, if she did it, I can do it too.
Wow. Awesome.
So that's where Destiny House, we started Destiny House in 2007. And just, you know, God has just really been doing miracles. And I'm just so honored. I am not anything without the Lord. Seriously.
Yeah.
All I said was yes, Patricia, just like you. Like, all I said was yes and surrendered.
And that's all it takes, isn't it? It's that yes in response to God. And if you want more information on Destiny House and on Annie's ministry, go to hookersforjesus.net, right?
Yes, like fishnet.
.net. And fishnet, that's good. And you can find out more information. And also, you might be interested in her book. If you're in the audience tonight, I think she only has about 3 available for sale tonight. But if you'd like to get her book, she has about 3 here available. But for those of you that are watching online, you can get this book on her website. And it's called Fallen. It's her testimony. You can maybe give this to someone who might need it as well. After you read it, God might put it on your heart to give it to someone who could really have a life transformation by reading it. Okay, so I just want to feature that. And also, I'm getting some words of knowledge. You might be getting some too. But what I'm getting first of all is that there's someone watching. I think you're out there in the online audience where you have worked in a homeless shelter. And so you've watched the people come and go, and you got overwhelmed. And it didn't seem to you like you were doing any good, but the Lord wants you to know that your presence made more difference than what you know. And that there were individuals who were touched by your love and by your presence that you will see one day. You will see them in glory. But the Lord's touching you tonight, and he's stirring you. And that's because he has a call on you to take that love that is in your heart, the love that motivated you in the very beginning, to take it out. And so you're going to have a really fruitful future by taking your love out. And you got a little bit burned out in the homeless shelter and that, but that's okay. You got rested up now, and God's going to give you a fresh fire. Don't get overwhelmed by all the need. Just take one day at a time,
yes.
One life at a time, and God's going to really bless you in that. Also, someone else watching right now, that you've had the same background that Annie has shared about in her life and testimony, and you still feel shame. You feel confused in the mind. And you don't feel whole. Right now, I just feel something supernatural is being released to you in the area of healing and recovery.
Yes.
Right now, whoa, I can just feel it. The Spirit of God is coming upon you and bringing life to you right yes. now. And I see even brain cells being put back in order. Yes. You were using a number of different drugs when you were out there, and it's done some damage mm-hmm. to your health, but the Lord is giving you a makeover. There was also a certain STD. You took antibiotic for some of them, but there's one that has remained in your body that is like a virus that isn't going away. Only the Lord can heal that virus. Mm-hmm. You're carrying it, and you know you are. But God can deliver you from the virus yes. because he is one that cleans all of our unclean flesh. And you're being touched right yes. now in Jesus' name. Yes. Praise the Lord.
I feel like I have a word for some moms out there. That there's some mothers out there that your daughters have ran away. They've gone astray. And I just release right now in the name of Jesus that guilt that you feel, that it's all your fault, and that your daughter turned out, you know, chasing the sex industry, and you can't find her, and that she's never come home. But she will come home, because the prodigal daughter will come home right now. We just declare that right
come
now.
On.
The word of the Lord, the will of Jesus, which is...
We call that
yeah,
one home.
To bring the prodigals home. The love. And so I just release those mothers right now. And when she comes home, get ready for a celebration.
Come on.
Mothers and fathers. Get
Thank
ready for
Lord.
That celebration. Love on her. Bring her the robe. Bring her the ring. Celebrate her.
Come
Cook
on.
For her. Love on her. Don't ask her why. Just love her. That's
Woo.
What she needed.
That's awesome.
And so that, and I just release that guilt and that regret, because that is death. We speak life over the
Come
entire
on.
Situation right now.
Amen.
We declare it, decreed in the Lord's name right now
Amen.
That freedom is coming to
Amen.
Your house.
Do you know the Bible says that wherever two or more gather together in his name and come into agreement, that it will be done. And so as we're in agreement with your prayer tonight, for those of you that word fit, that word is going to be fulfilled. There's so much agreement in the spirit.
Yes.
But guess what? We have a testimony already tonight. This is being broadcast on Facebook. And Danielle, you just gave us a comment on Facebook. She went and shared the video of your testimony at the very beginning. Shared it with a friend and led that friend to the Lord. So there's already been a salvation tonight that we're aware of. So we're really, really excited about that. And, you know, God is so faithful.
You're going to make us cry up here again, Patricia.
Isn't that just so beautiful?
The prodigals came home.
Yeah, already tonight.
I can't imagine what the angels do in heaven, because we're still in our human bodies. So I'm happy. I'm crying right now.
See,
Thank
this
you.
Is why we can't get overwhelmed. I mean, the issue is big, right? The issue is big. There's no doubt about it. But it's not bigger than God.
No, it's not.
It is not greater than
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I mean, when we go overseas, and I just want to invite you also to join us sometime. Come with me to Cambodia or something, and let's just go rescue kids together, and let's rescue girls out of the brothels, and let's just do it. And for you young girls, there's nothing like being on the mission field and bringing light into the darkness
yes.
and bringing
yes.
rescue and just knocking the devil flat.
Yes.
There's nothing greater. It's just awesome. So if you want more information, you can go to xpmissions.com. We'd love to be able to facilitate you getting out and making something happen. But in the midst of that, you see such a big issue. This sex trade is like, it is demonic and it is big, but God is bigger. And so every life, like that one life tonight that just got touched through your testimony of you coming out, has touched someone else's life tonight, whose life is going to touch other people's lives. And it can just grow and grow and grow. Every child that we rescue out of this industry, we know it's one less. It's one child that can be raised up into the fullness of their destiny to be what God created
yes.
them to be.
Yes.
And it's so rewarding. So if we keep our eyes on, our thoughts on, our hearts on, all the good that's happening, not all the negative, even though we need to be aware of it. But if we keep our focus on all the good things and all the people that are being touched, it'll just propel us to go and do more.
Right.
And it's so awesome.
And we become the good. We become actually what Jesus called us to be. We're deliverers. We're freedom givers. We're door openers. We're key handlers. We hand keys out to others, you know, and we teach others how to do what we do. And we just spread it. It's like the wildfire of, you know, seriously. You know how wildfires just take over?
Yeah,
and they
absolutely.
Just clean everything. And that's what we need to be as the body of Christ. It's time for stopping disunity and just joining together and stop arguing about doctrinal differences. Let's just be filled with the gifts and do them.
Come on.
That's what he did when he came to the earth. Why aren't we need to be like that. And I walk and live and breathe Jesus. I just love him so much. I am so thankful, Patricia. And I know you are too, for what he's done in my life. I should be dead right now.
Yeah.
But by the grace of God, he said, that one, I'm getting her. This is the special one right here. And by the way, we're all special, but in different ways. That's what's cool about God.
Yeah.
That's why we have these different fingerprints, because we are so unique. We are just beautiful to God. Like we are like, I like to describe it like a kaleidoscope. You know, have you ever played with them when you were little?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's broken glass.
Yep.
It's every color. You shake it up. Yep. And then every time you turn it, it changes each facet.
And it's beautiful.
And that's how the Lord looks at us.
Yep.
And his love is so much bigger, like you said, than the sex industry, sex trafficking.
Yeah.
And so this is incredible.
Now, I want to say this too. Like, you have a powerful testimony, and we are celebrating that you are not belonging to the devil, serving the devil. You are serving Jesus Christ with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and you're going right into the devil's camp and rescuing people. And that's awesome. But I want to make it clear also to all of you online and to those in the studio is that we don't have to step into darkness at some point in our life in order to be a light.
Right.
In fact, the most powerful is that those who have never touched darkness. What a testimony. Because I feel like there's someone watching online right now and you're thinking, well, you know, I've been serving the Lord my whole life. I've been in the church my whole life. I don't really have a testimony. I don't know if I could relate to girls on the street because I've never been a prostitute. I've never been a call girl. I've never been a dancer in a strip club. So I probably wouldn't be able to relate. You don't have to be in sin or out of sin to be a witness. You have to be in Jesus to be a witness.
Right.
And the more Jesus you have in you, the greater witness you are.
Right.
I've never been a prostitute and I've never been a drug addict. Okay. But we were working on the streets of Vancouver, right in the inner city. And it was loaded with, you know, heroin addicts and street prostitutes, very, very heavy, demonic area. In fact, in that area of Vancouver, the government does not arrest people for using drugs there or for prostituting. They just let it happen. And so one morning, the Lord woke me up. We were actually doing outreach in the area, so we were living right in a slum hotel with all the drug addicts, prostitutes, everyone. We were living right in the same place. Because Jesus, when he came into the earth, he left heaven and came and lived amongst us. So it's called incarnational evangelism, where you are like him. You bring your light truly in the darkness, and you just love people in darkness. So one morning, I woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the Lord said, I want you to go to the bank machine and get some money. I want you to go for a walk. So I was doing this prayer walk, went to the bank machine. I got $100 and $20 bills. And I didn't know what the Lord wanted for it, but I was just walking the streets and praying. And then I noticed a girl. She was a prostitute standing on the street. And she was also obviously a heroin addict that was needing a fix. She was very agitated and walking back and forth and smoking a cigarette. She had blood all over her. And she looked like she'd had a really rough night. Now, it would be easy for anyone who hasn't been in that lifestyle to just judge a person like that. So that's just so disgusting. Look at her, how dirty she is and how thrashed she is and how addicted she is and whatever. But the Lord feels so differently because he looks upon them with pity and with mercy and with compassion. I walked across the road and I went up to her and I says, it looks like you've had a difficult night. And she looked at me and she says, you don't know the half of it. And she's got blood all over her. She's hurting. And the Lord said, give her one of your $20 bills. Now, in that area, you could get a hit of heroin for $10 or $15. So I knew what she was going to do with it. Obviously, she was in need of a fix. But the Lord said, give her $20 bills. So I said, God spoke to me and he told me to give you this. He wants you to have an easier day today. And I handed her $20 and she said, well, what do you want me to do for this? And I said, I don't want you to do anything. I'm just giving this to you because God loves you. And she looked so surprised because, you see, people that are living in darkness, they don't know they have any worth or value. They are so self-condemned and so ashamed and so put down. And she said, well, what do you want me to do? What is this? Some kind of a trick or something? I said, no, I just want you to have a better day. God loves you. She says, are you one of those born-agains? Are you a born-again? And I said, and she says, well, my brother, he just called me last week and he said he's become a born-again and that I should be a born-again. And she says, are you one of those born-agains? And I said, well, yes, actually, I am a born-again. And she said, well, interesting. I said, God loves you so much. And she said, well, thank you so much. And you know, and she took the money and she ran. Now, people said to me afterwards, they said, you should have never given a drug addict $20 because you're just feeding their habit. But listen to this. What if the next trick that she turned was the one that killed her? What if that was the last trick she ever turned because the one who picked her up took her life? What if? What if God wanted to rescue her? So I don't know what happened to her after that. She was gone. But I know that I obeyed the Lord and I heard and felt his heart for her. He loved her so much. He wasn't there to condemn her. He was there to love her. Do you know, it was a few months later, I was back in the inner city. We were doing another outreach. We'd set up some tables to do free dream interpretation and destiny words, giving people hope for their future from the voice of God. And so people on the streets, they were stopping and saying, well, I've had a dream. Can you interpret this? Or I'd like a word from God. What does he say about me? All of a sudden, this woman comes running up to me and she says, just a minute, I know who you are. Do you remember me? And I said, well, you know what? I'm not sure if I remember you or not. You look familiar, but I'm not sure. She says, well, I'll never forget you because last August, I was standing on the street corner just up there and I had a really rough night and you came and gave me $20. Well, then I remembered who it was. And she says, I want you to know that I am now a born again. I'm now a born again. And she said, I don't do, you know, I'm not working the streets anymore. And sometimes I have a little bit of problem with the drug issue, but I'm overcoming it and I'm in a program. And she said, I just want to thank you because I will never forget the love of God that was shown to me through that $20.
So beautiful.
And you know, sometimes we just have to walk the streets for Jesus. If I wasn't out there that morning, I would have missed her. If I didn't follow that little nudge of the Spirit, I would have missed it, you know? Yeah. And so God just wants us to be sensitive and to follow him and even those little nudges. And if we could just even walk the streets and pray, it would bring his presence
change
on the street.
Because
I know sometimes that's what you do. You just go out and you just release God's presence and you pray.
Yeah.
And that changes things.
It does. It does.
And it brings divine appointments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I want to just encourage those of you that are online, those in the studio here, we're going to receive an offering. It's a free will offering, but we do want to invite you to sow into harvest, into bringing light into the darkness. We are reaching out into those who are trapped by the sex trade. I mean, we are doing our very best to train people, equip them, partner with ministries like Annie's and others that we partner with to be overseas on the ground where children are being trafficked and sold in auctions and all kinds of things like that. But we can't do it alone. God has his whole body to labor together. So you might say, well, I don't think I could go into the inner city or I couldn't go into a strip bar or nightclub and witness for Jesus that way. But you know what? You can go with your offering. You can go with your financial gift. And so I just want to encourage you tonight to give generously. For those of you that are watching online, there is a little tab there that you can give a donation. For those of you that are watching on our social media, why don't you just text PKM, which is Patricia King Ministries, PKM to 77977. Or you can go online as soon as we're finished here and give that way. Or download our Patricia King Ministry app. And there's a donation portal there as well. Just takes you a minute to download it. It's for free, and we'd love to have you join us. But let's partner together for bringing light into the darkness. We want to see people's lives transformed, and we're not going to do it alone. We partner with many different ministries that are doing this, and we love it. You know, we love being out there on the streets ourselves.
Right.
We love preparing media for this. We love spreading the media. We love spreading awareness. But here's a few things you can do. Number one, you can pray. You can all pray, right? Your prayers count. We've seen children rescued by prayer. Within 24-hour period, they were rescued because of activating prayer. So you can pray. And by the way, go on xpmissions.com and get some information there about how you can join our prayer team and pray for children at risk and those that are trapped. Go to Annie's website. They need prayer teams as well. And they want people to pray for them and their ministry. And just get involved that way. Number two, you can give your finances. Your finances put people on the scene. Annie cannot do what she is doing without financial support. They have a home where they are taking these girls in and giving them a safe place to be loved and to be discipled and to be built up in the Lord. You can't do that by yourself. You need the body's help. We are a body.
Yes.
We're going to do it together with the help of the Lord. Go on her site if you feel led. It is hookersforjesus.net. And go there and get involved, become a partner with that ministry or other ministries that you know about so you can give. Number three, you can go. Now, there's lots of missions that you can go on or outreaches that you can go on. We've got outreaches through our Women in Ministry Network and Women on the Front Lines where we take teams. In fact, this very week, we are going into Mississippi, into a ghetto area where it's filled with drug addicts, crack addicts, prostitutes who are trapped in this lifestyle. They are trapped in it. They can't get out. We're sending a whole team of women into that outreach, and some of your offering tonight is going to go to support that outreach because we want to help the Lancasters bring more light into the darkness. They are rebuilding lives. They're starting community centers, education centers for the children in that area. It's just awesome what they're doing. So you can join us on an outreach. You can come with us to Cambodia. Go right to the jugular of human trafficking connections there, and we'll just destroy it together, okay? So you can go. And the fourth thing that you can do is you can be a voice. One of the areas that you can be a voice is to get Annie's book, Fallen. And go and give this out, spread it around. You know, if you don't know how to share a testimony yourself, then give them away, right? And so be a voice, because when you're trapped in that kind of darkness, you don't have a voice for yourself. When you're being beaten and threatened by a pimp all the time, you don't have a voice. You can't help yourself. You need someone to fight for you and bring awareness. When you're a child that's been abducted and stolen and used for these purposes, you don't have a voice to get yourself out of it. You need the body to be a voice for you and to mobilize people to bring help and to bring service. So this is an awesome opportunity to be a true kingdom ambassador and to bring light into the darkness. So give generously on that tab. This whole entire offering tonight is going to go towards global harvest and missions to bring this light into the darkness. And so we really appreciate your support on that. Also, be sure to visit Annie's website. Get her book, partner with her, pray for her. She is doing a great work. We believe in what you're doing, Annie, and we fully support you. We just cheer you on, celebrate you. You're a hero
Shiro. You are too, and I just wanted to say to all of you, Patricia, and your team, just thank you for loving us. You know, you're an example of Christ's love so deeply. And she's the real deal, everyone. Trust me. She gives to our mission and helps us. So your dollar counts to give to what she's doing, because she's helping the people that need more help like we do.
Thank you.
So
doing it together. We're doing it together.
Yeah.
We can't do it alone. We're doing it together.
It's amazing.
And one day we'll all stand before the Lord and give him the delight of his heart, which is to see his harvest. And we get to give him the desires of his heart. You know, it says that if you delight in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. But there's nothing better than giving him the desires of his heart. And his heart is to see what he spent his life on, to give his life for, brought to him. And you and I get to do that for him. So it's awesome.
Amazing.
So Annie, would you just pray for our audience here and our audience online? Get ready. Everybody get ready to receive, because this is one anointed lady. And it says in the Bible, freely, freely we have received, so we can freely, freely give. And so I'm going to ask her to bless you with the anointing and the heartbeat of God that she has in the Lord. So get ready to receive. Close your eyes, open your heart, and receive from the Lord.
Jesus, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
Lord God, I just thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here right now, Lord. I pray for our audience. Lord, each one came in here for tonight for a divine appointment. And I pray for everyone online listening or watching right now. Lord, the same resolve, the same heart, God, that you, Lord, that you bless me with, Lord, that you blanketed me with, Lord, the living water that you poured onto me, Lord, to break me free from the dry, dry well I was inside, Lord. Your water pushed me out of that well to the top, Lord. And Lord, I just pray the same bucket anointing, God. Just that overflow,
yes, Lord.
Overflow, rivers,
woo!
Rivers of living water.
We
just going
it,
out,
Lord.
Going out to the oceans, to the highways, to
thank
the byways,
you, Lord.
Lord. To every country, Lord, to every island, Lord.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Every dry place in the name of Jesus, God. That you would just touch every heart that's here, that's watching, Lord. Lord, we just pray right now for a fresh water
thank
anointing,
you,
Lord. The anointing of your love, Lord. Your love is what breaks the yoke of bondage, even within our own hearts, Lord, because that's what you did for me, Lord. And I could not help but want to give this love away, Lord. So I pray that same bondage breaker anointing, breakthrough, waterfalls just gushing in the
come
name
on.
Of Jesus. Gush, gush, gush. Like Elijah prayed for that rain to come back, Lord, and he kept asking him, go look, go check again. Did you see the cloud yet? Did it manifest yet? And all of a sudden there was this rush of water. And I pray that same rush of water right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Fill him up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill Patricia up. Everyone in the studio.
Thank you, Lord.
We receive it right now, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
for
you,
your
Father.
Love and your offering, Lord, for your never-ending, dying, undying amen. Love for us. Like Patricia said, your everlasting love.
Amen.
So
thank
amazing.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Amen.
Now, just as we finish up here tonight, I have an announcement for you that for some of you, you're going to love this announcement. Get ready. One of the passions and delights of my heart right now in this season is to raise up a company of seniors that are going to be on the front lines with God
cool.
and do damage to the enemy, because there's been so many lies concerning, you know, the senior generation. It's almost like, okay, you're a senior, now you're done. No, we're not. We're only beginning.
Come
the
on.
Latter glory
come
of the house
on.
Is greater than the
that's
former.
Right.
And I'm excited because this year I'm turning, or this month actually, I'm turning 65. I'm excited about it. And, you know, I like to say I'm a senior and proud of it. And people have said, well, how old do you have to be a senior? And we'd go by St. Denny's plumb line. Denny's restaurant says that you can order off the seniors menu at 55. So if you're 55 and older, you can join our club. But anyways, our very first event for seniors on the front line is called Dream Big. And we're gonna prophesy over this generation of seniors and help you cultivate dreams, because the Lord told me that this generation of seniors that's in the world right now has an invitation to be the most fruitful, the most powerful, the wisest,
wow.
the most prosperous, the most rejuvenated generation of seniors that has lived since the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is a word
that's
from
good.
The Lord. And so for
that's
those
good.
Of us that are saying, we'll take you up on that invitation, you can be, you know, you can just run with us. So I want to invite you to Dream Big. And it's coming up in July. Bobby Connor's going to be there to prophesy over us, and Clarice Fluitt and myself, and we'll have some other surprises for you as well. It's going to be an amazing time. We're going to have prophetic teams and healing teams, and we're all going to get rejuvenated and just take the world by storm. So come on out and join us. You can go on patriciaking.com and get more information. And also, I want to let you know about Shiloh, which is our media church. We meet here in the studio, but we broadcast all through the nations. 177 nations we have reached with our Shiloh Fellowship, and thousands of people every month are part of our services here through media. We also have the ability for people, if they want to become official members of Shiloh through media and get their own media pastor assigned to them that contacts them through phone and email and texting and things like that to help pray you through into your destiny purposes. We are a congregation that believes in the supernatural. We believe in bringing light into the darkness. We believe in the prophetic. It's an amazing fellowship, and I'd like to invite you to explore it if you are not in a home fellowship. So if you don't have a church and you want to have a church, we've got some of our members live in some of the remotest parts of the earth where there are no spirit-filled churches in their areas, and we're able to service them. And right in, you know, areas of China and the Philippines and Singapore, Sri Lanka, I mean, the Middle East and real, you know, dangerous areas, they're able to join our church. And we're so excited about that. So we're just going to say goodnight to you now for our online audience, and we'll just finish with a promo to give you some more information about our Shiloh Fellowship. Thank you so much for joining us. Goodbye, and bring your light into the darkness, remembering that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. XP Shiloh is a media church with an on-site congregation, and we have a web church congregation, people that join the official congregation by signing up for the web church and getting their own personal pastor assigned to them and a small group that they can belong to. It's so exciting because we actually reach 177 nations plus worldwide. Every Sunday morning, we webcast live our service in our studio. We have worship, and we have prophetic, we have happy stories, we have rich word and ministry. XP Shiloh is a prophetic apostolic expression in the body of Christ. And so we're big on getting you built up in faith and the prophetic and just knowing what God is doing in this hour and how to connect into the flow of His agenda. For the online viewers, they're actually building relationships in the chat room. They're getting to know one another. They're praying for each other, releasing prophetic insights. And a lot of them come into that chat room way before the service begins. And if you're not available to watch the actual live stream, we have it on demand for you afterwards, so you can watch it whenever you want. So you are welcome to watch at any time. So invite your friends. If you're looking for a really fantastic church, I want to invite you to become part of Shiloh. Our people just love it. They love it online and they love it locally. It's just awesome. It's a fellowship that will build you up